and good morning and welcome. It is so good to be with everyone online and on the radio. It is a blessing. You are a blessing, and God loves each and every one of you. Other than that, friends, are there any prayers that we can raise up this morning? Any joys, any concerns? If not, friends, I would invite you to stand and join us for worship.
Oh,
Friends, you may be seated. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks that you are a God who does not abandon us, who walks with us, who sends us helpers and advocates, who reminds us that we are an Easter people, a people who will rise with you and resurrect with you at the end of all things, certainly, but also in the here and the now. God, be with us. Lord, listen to our hopes and our prayers. Lord, be attentive to what stirs our hearts. And Lord, stir our hearts so that our wills and our souls might beat in time with yours, that we might see the kingdom and the community as you see us. Lord, help us be your people. Help us hear your words. Help us love one another so that your light might shine through us. God, we give you thanks for everything that you have already given us. And our trust is that you will continue to be with us, protect us, and show us the way to life. God, we lift up our prayers to you silently within our hearts, knowing that you hear us. Through Christ our Lord, all the people said, Amen. And so with those whose confidence is in the resurrection, I invite you to pray with us the prayer that Christ has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen and amen. Friends, the kids' moment will be a little bit different today because we have some seniors to recognize and to honor and to celebrate. So I invite those who are helping out with it to come forward. I invite our seniors to come forward. And can we still play Jesus Loves Me? Jesus loves me, this I know. Lord, So we have some of our kids who are entering, what grade is it, six? Wow, that's fast. We are having some of our kids who are entering into sixth grade present these gifts and cards to our seniors as a way to remember that we are connected all throughout life. So there's going to be some slides on the screens. They're going to read them. We're going to present the cards. And then, friends, after that, I would invite us all to offer a prayer over our graduates. Take it away.
Dave and Lori Beekman attended Iowa State for
design.
My favorite memory from First United Methodist Church is fun we had in middle school youth group. My advice for younger congregants to keep going to church and growing your faith. Nathan Beekman.
Landon Meyer. Brent and Sarah Meyer attend Iowa State University and major in elementary education. My favorite memory is going to Winter Jam. My advice to the younger
congregants.
Would be to try new things even if they are not the most popular.
Michael and Gretchen Stanley attended Iowa Central
for one year.
Then go to University of Iowa for sports and
recreation management.
My favorite memory is doing
French fry.
Fry testing. My advice for younger congregants would be
prioritize
what is important, even though it may be not be fun.
Friends, could we pray over our graduates? If you're comfortable, you can fold your hands. If you're comfortable, you can lift your hands up, however you want to do it. But friends, let's pray a blessing over them. I can't talk today. Almighty God, we bless these graduates who are going off into the next stage of their lives. Lord, continue to be with them. Continue to uphold them and give them grace and give them peace and give them wisdom. But Lord, may their hearts be full of fire and life and joy. And may you be the thing that keeps them going forward. God bless them and help us bless them as well. Through Christ our Lord, all the people said,
Amen.
Amen. One more time.
Our scripture reading today comes from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 6 through 14. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And when he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, "Why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the rooms upstairs where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And now our offering will be played through Reckless Love by the Praise Band. Luke, do you have any messages on the offering?
Friends, you've heard the spiel before, haven't you? Nevertheless, this is a time for offering. It's a time where we remember that God is good and faithful and has called us to care for one another. Friends, thank you for all of the ways that you continue to support the ministries that we do, that you continue to partner with what God is doing in our community. Friends, we'll be passing the plates along. If you have any loose offering, go ahead and put them in there. Thank you for all of those who have signed up for EFT and donate on a monthly basis electronically. But friends, remember, it's not just the things, the resources, the wealth that we have, but it's also our time and our talent and our prayers and all of the ways that we continue to help keep these ministries running. Friends, thank you for everything that you have already done, and thank you for your faithfulness. Friends, would you bless the offering with me? Gracious Lord, we give you thanks. We give you thanks that you have provided for us all these many years, that you will continue to do so, though we can't peer into the future much farther than this moment. Lord, we give you thanks. We offer our gratitude and our praise, knowing that you are with us forever, that you are ours and we are yours. So, Lord, open our eyes and our hearts that we may see what we have to be thankful for. Open our minds and our souls that we might be a generous people with all that we have and all that we are. Lord, may we give so that others may be blessed, and in doing so, we are blessed ourselves. God, we give this offering to you, which you first gave to us. May it continue to be a light to our community. May it continue to help do the work that you have called us to, that you are already doing. Lord, we give you thanks, and our trust is in you. And all the people said, Amen. Our gospel reading today comes from the book of John, chapter 17, verses 1 through 11. Friends, this is the gospel according to John. Now, after Jesus had spoken those words, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you. Since you have given him authority all over all people to give eternal life to all you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence, with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I'm asking on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, as we are one. The good news of Jesus Christ, and all the people said, Amen. What's your favorite tree? What a segue, huh? What's your favorite tree? What do you got? The white oak. Very good. What else? Japanese lilac. Beautiful. What else? Magnolia tree. And I've got an oak down here. Is that what I heard? Yes, very good. Any others? Christmas tree. That's perfect. I love it. Interesting, right? Some of us have picked specific species. Others of us have picked trees that invoke images for us, feelings, emotions, memories. If there was one tree in the world, though, what would it be? One specific tree. See, mine would be a tree that I lived near growing up. It wasn't by our house. It wasn't on our property. And there were actually three of them. They were just down the cul-de-sac all the way where it curves around and you can go the other way. But there were these three trees, these huge, tall pines. And I had to be in middle school, probably. And friends, I can't tell you the joy that it was to climb up those branches and just sit as high up in those trees and think and feel the wind on my face and listen to the sounds around me. So for you, what would that tree be? What would that tree be in your own lives? Now, I can't speak for my wife, but there was a tree out in the front of her parents' yard, this beautiful, tall ash tree. But as things happen, as life goes, the tree needed cut down. Now, don't tell her, but I saved some of the wood from that ash tree. And I still have yet to mill it into lumber that's usable. Do you know how long it's been? Way too long. I'm embarrassed to even admit it. Amen? And yet, when I'm able to get to that tree and make something out of it, it will continue, won't it? That tree that was beautiful and provided shade and love and emotion and memory will be made into something that will carry on, hopefully. Pray for me. Can you do that? There's a phrase that I've committed to memory, and of course, it's probably found in every culture. It's probably found across all the world. But I think there's some truth in it. And friends and graduates especially, congratulations, you got a sermon for you. Amen? Yeah, amen. Yeah. Friends, the phrase goes like this. You've heard me say it before. Blessed are those who plant trees, under whose shade they will never rest. Can you say that with me? Blessed are those who plant trees, under whose shade they will never rest. It's interesting to me in the Gospels today. It's interesting to me that Jesus looks to his disciples and tells them, prays to God for them, saying, Lord, you've given them to me. I've taken care of them. They've been faithful. Now protect them. Bless them. Send the Spirit so that they might be advocated for and helped and comforted in times of need. Let them know that all will be well, and even if it doesn't seem like it, at least I am there with them still. And even as Jesus stood on the top of the mountain with his disciples gathered around him, and as some passages of that story go, some of them were overjoyed and some of them still had their doubts. Jesus turned to them and said, blessings upon you. I will send the Spirit. I will not leave you orphaned. You're not being cast out into the wilderness on your own. I go with you. God goes with you. And of course, this is the day of ascension where Jesus is taken up into heaven to sit at the right hand of God the Father. And yet, as soon as Christ passes beyond those clouds, the disciples look around and there's two people standing next to him. And what do they say? What are you looking at? No, seriously, what are you looking at? Christ will go with you. Now go into the world and bless people. Proclaim the good news. Be the disciples of Christ. And of course, they did that, and the rest is history. But my mind goes back to that phrase. Blessed are those who plant trees. Blessed are those who take the time and sacrifice, not necessarily knowing what the outcome will be, and yet there they are, making sure that everyone who comes after them may have a chance, may have hope, may know the love of Christ and the love of the community. It's incredible, friends. In many ways, the incarnation and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is the same. It's a radical act of not only solidarity, but support that God has for us. And if I know one thing, and these are words that might be in red in your scriptures, you are salt and you are light. You are salt and you are light. Not only that, but Christ says the love you have for one another proclaims the kingdom of God. They will know you by your love for one another. And not only that, if you go back to the very beginning, what does it say? God decided to make humans, and God decided that it would be good that they bore the image of God. Have you stopped to think about that lately? Upon your face, upon your being, just because you're human, is the love of God. Which is an incredible thing to stop and reflect upon. Why go on about this, though? What? Why reflect on these things as we bless our graduates as they take their next steps? Partly because, friends, it goes back to those vows that we made during our baptisms, during our confirmations. Do you remember what they were? It's okay. Sometimes I forget too. And even though 2 Sundays ago, and I should remember, right? What did we do 2 Sundays ago? We had confirmation, right? Friends, pray for me. But if you take your hymnal out and you turn to the very front, there's some promises that we make to each other. Will you renounce evil and the spiritual forces of wickedness? Will you reject all that is wrong in the world and repent of your sin? Will you accept the freedom and power God gives you to do those things? Will you trust Christ with all you have? But here's the interesting part, friends. It goes down, and if you remember we did this, it goes down later on to the part where we make promises as the congregation to the people who stand up here. With God's help, will you proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ? Will you surround these people with a community of love and forgiveness that they may grow in their faith and trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others? Will you pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk the way that leads to life? Is there a sunset clause on that? Take your head, look to the right, look to the left, look to the right, look to the left. Now do it fast a couple times, right? No, that promise never ends, that vow never ceases. Just as God is faithful, so we are called to be. We are called to care for our children, our youth, our young. We're called to help them grow and walk in the ways that lead to life. Not only life eternal, but life in the here and now. If you've had a child, you know this. You know that love that is in your heart and the hopes that you have that they may grow and they may flourish and they may thrive and they may be a light and a beacon of hope and grace and love and peace to all the people they meet. That is what we're called to. Nathan, Noah, Landon, I hope we've been that for you. I hope we've done that for you here as you've grown up in Fort Dodge. And I hope we continue to do that as you take your next steps, wherever you may be, wherever you may go. I hope you know that the love of this community surrounds you, that our prayers lift up for you, that you're always welcome back. But if I know anything to be true in my life, if you never step foot in your hometown again, we still love you. We hope you come back. Amen? Amen. Even to visit. But friends, this is what we're called to do. It's what we're called to be. A people who take care of our young so that they may grow and that they may flourish and that they may do the same thing in their own time. Blessed are those who plant trees under whose shade they will never rest. One of our missional priorities, which is a fancy way of saying one of the things that we have said we care so deeply about in this church that we are going to try our best to embody it more and more every day and every year that we exist, is to care for our youth and our children and our young families. And there's ways that we do that, and there's ways that we continue to do that. I think you all applied for scholarships. May that money bless you. We have an endowment that continues to help bless people in our community. How many of you know that there's school lunch debt that exists? How many of you know that? Have you ever gone hungry before? I know, right? I really haven't gone hungry. Now, my parents might tell you a different story. Mom, Dad, I'm starving. There's no food in the house. How many of you have heard that before? I know, it's a story as old as time, isn't it? And yet in this church, we've committed money to help erase that debt because we believe that children shouldn't start life that way, that kids shouldn't go hungry, that we need to care for our own, our children, our youth, and teach them that it's important to care for others. Friends, we're going to continue to go forward. We're going to continue to find ways to care for those because Christ has done it for us. Even as Christ went up into heaven to sit at the right hand of God, he said, I've not left you alone. I've not left you orphans. Don't worry as much as you can. I will go with you. I will be with you. And even if times are difficult, even if you can't quite see a way through, have hope and courage. Because I'm walking beside you and I'm helping make path.
Graduates, we will always love and support you. We promise that. We do, don't we? Friends, let's say it together. We will always love and support you. Friends, God will always be with you in the midst of trials and storms and trouble. God will be a sense of peace. In the midst of the everyday, God will be the mystery that you have to reflect upon. And in the midst of your next steps, God will be part of the adventure. May you be blessed in your next steps. But in many ways, just as you gave us wonderful and beautiful advice, so kids younger than the 12th grade, you heard what they said, right? Stick to the good priorities, even if it's not fun. Try new things, be in a community of faith. Seniors, in the same way that you gave advice to us, here's my advice to you, something that helped me when I was going off to college. Find a community of Christ. Find that community of faith. Find the people of God and the people that act and love like Christ. Because if you can do that, you'll be okay. All will be well. They will uphold you and encourage you and help you find God and light and love. And friends, those of us who are kids with a few more gray hairs on our heads, you're not exempt too, are we? Friends, may you continue to love your young, whether they're your own flesh and blood or whether they're the young around you. May you continue to support those who are younger than you. There's that old game at a wedding, you know it? Everyone gets on the dance floor, they have all the couples come out, and what happens? They say, all right, everyone who's been married less than a year, go sit down. And then what's the next one? Everyone who's been married less than 2 years, go sit down. And 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, and 20. And then we start to get to that area where we go, all right, rapid fire, 30, 40, 50. And then what do you find at the end? Who's dancing at the end? It's not a trick question, friends. You said it, not me. Those who have been married for a long time, those who have seen more years than we know. Friends, we could do the same thing in this room. Who here has been a follower of Christ for less than a year, less than two, less than three, so on and so forth? But friends, may we aspire to what we have proclaimed as good. May we find ways to continue to support our youth. And not just those who are in college, but those who are younger than us. Because at the end of the day, I think God affirms this. Blessed are those who what? Blessed are those who plant trees, under whose shade they will never rest. Because even if we do that, no matter how many gray hairs, or no matter how many hairs even we have on our heads, if we can do that, perhaps the community of Christ and the kingdom of God will shine through all the clearer. Can we do that? Can we do that? Amen. May it be so. Friends, would you pray with me? Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you have blessed us. Lord, that what we have, that even though it doesn't seem like it, that it is enough. Lord, no matter what stage of life any of us are in, whether we're stepping into undergraduate school, whether we're trying to figure out how to raise a young family, whether our kids are leaving the nest, whether our kids have left the nest and we're trying to figure out what to do, or even if we're done working, or even if we've been done working for a while, or even if we're young and don't understand anything that the adults are talking about. God, give us the grace and the courage to care for one another, especially those who are younger than us. No matter what stage of life we're in, God, give us the grace and the love and the courage to care for those younger than us, to listen to them, to hear their hopes and their dreams and their worries and their fears, to walk beside them, to love them no matter what, to encourage and support and equip them with everything that we can give them. So, Lord, that our children and our children's children and our great-grandchildren's children's children may rest under trees and bless one another and be blessed. Through Jesus Christ, we pray these hopes, and all the people said, amen and amen. Friends, we invite you to stand as you are led to and join us in our final song, All My Fountains, which can be found up on the screens.
Just a quick announcement before we sing our closing song. The praise team would like to take a minute to thank a couple of our praise team members who are moving on from us. Jeremy Pearson and Megan Cassidy have been playing guitar with us for many years. They've brought to us amazing musicianship, positive energy, and most of all, a lot of fun. While we understand that now they are going to spend time doing some other endeavors, like having a baby maybe, we will miss them immensely. Jeremy and Megan, from the bottom of our heart, there will always be a place for you here with us. and we thank you immensely.
Everlasting stream, your river carries me on.